Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Finally on the wire today, time to head to Australia. I caught up this morning with our correspondent Zoe to talk about protesters and facial recognition software.
Firstly, we'll start with these protests in Melbourne. Why have, it's climate protesters, what have they been clashing with police over?
Yes, so these climate protesters have been out the front of the IMARC conference, which is a mining conference in Victoria. They were essentially sort of doing a blockade of the premise of the venue. So that's why they were there, protesting with their right to protest. And then things got a little very intense and quite scary, actually. If you've seen any videos, which you can, there's plenty online, of police taking action and being quite violent, heavy-handed, using lots of pepper spray, and even horses were involved. A lot of protesters were injured. A few police officers were injured as well. And it was really scary scenes as soon as all of these videos hit Twitter. You almost couldn't believe what you were seeing. These police officers pushing around protesters who had their arms in the air. They were moving. They weren't being violent in a lot of the videos we saw. And it was very scary. And the government have sort of backed the police. And, of course, the police have defended their own actions as well.
Yeah, and these photos and videos that I've seen online, they do look quite, surreal almost. But is there any argument that the police were doing their job to protect public order, or were these protesters literally just peacefully sitting there doing nothing to provoke this?
Well, yeah, of course. Victoria police have defended their actions. They were saying that they were just doing their job over the, I think it was 3 days. So, yeah, they've completely defended their actions. They said that the actions were necessary, and whilst they respect the right to protest, that these protests weren't being lawful. And then, of course, the completely opposite side and the perspective of the protesters, who said they were being lawful and peaceful and it was completely in their right, which it is, and that the police were being way too heavy-handed and kind of terrifying. Like, they were wearing dark sunglasses, so they all look like they're kind of faceless people. Kind of scary stuff.
What's the reaction been like from the public? Have people been a bit outraged by what's gone on?
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of shaken people a bit. These videos and these images are, we're in Australia. We kind of think we have this right to protest. We don't think we live in a police state, and then this happens, and it's pretty disheartening. The videos, again, are quite distressing, like warning to anyone that wanting to watch them. They are quite distressing, there's definitely been some public outcry over the internet, and it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Yesterday, Victoria Police, as I have mentioned, have just completely defended their actions, but it'll be interesting to see in the future if this continues.
And moving on to another sort of human rights issue, a government agency is seeking approval for a facial recognition software. Where's this come from?
Oh my gosh, I wish I knew. So there's been this proposal from the federal government, and they've introduced this facial recognition database. And this has sort of been a bit before the election, if I'm honest, on their agenda from the Liberals, to use this database, which can be used in banks and telcos, and even used by law enforcement. This has come since before the 2019 election. The Morris government have been sort of keen to introduce this new scheme that would, allow people to, or allow these, banks and agencies to collect facial recognition technology and use images and of people and share them across the country, et cetera, et cetera. Where it comes from, it probably ties into this really intense national security ideals of Scott Morrison and the Liberal government. That all this is just to protect Australians. But of course, there's been some some pretty big outcries from human rights groups saying that it's a complete violation of privacy.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it doesn't feel like something that's actually real in 2019. It feels very sort of matrixy almost that government agencies would be looking into something like this. And when I do a Google search, pretty much all of the articles mention it in relation to online pornography is that kind of the media taking one part of it and blowing it up.
It is. But it is also it makes sense because it's a very interesting, I don't know, so it's like a proposal. So it's a very interesting little facet of this proposal is that this database will be able to scan your face, know who you are, know that you're over 18, and thus allow you to continue watching pornography online. So it's a way of making sure people are over 18 and it's strange. Like, I don't know, it's very strange. I mean, I'm getting a bit giggly and a bit blushed, but it's like, you know, no one wants to have their face scanned before you're, you know, trying to do that. So, it's a weird one, that one. But then there's also this whole other side of, banks and places like Centrelink and government agencies and being able to have access to your face, even when you're going...
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.